Short on money, short on time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. Chrysler might file for bankruptcy as early as next week. Thursday is the deadline for Chrysler to come up with a new business plan, including an alliance with Italy's Fiat. But the Wall Street Journal reports this morning a Chapter 11 filing could come before any kind of deal is reached. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Chrysler has reportedly told its creditors the company will need to file for bankruptcy whether or not it can win concessions from them and the United Auto Workers. John Wolkonowicz is an automotive analyst with IHS Global Insight. He says this move is probably driven by Fiat boss Sergio Marchionne, who may believe he can tap a more streamlined Chrysler through bankruptcy.
You take the good parts of Chrysler and put them in a new company, which theoretically emerges quickly from bankruptcy, and you leave the bad parts of Chrysler, the parts that Fiat doesn't want, in a bankruptcy to go through normal channels.
Reports say the union has come to an agreement with the government over pensions and retiree health benefits in the event of a filing. While Wolkonowicz says the sticking point is Chrysler's creditors. He says they have their shareholders to think of, and the creditors and the government are still far apart on what constitutes an acceptable repayment of debt. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
When you're a teenager, just starting to write songs, it's got to be hard to imagine that one day you will be older than your music's copyright protections. It happens. Baby boomer musicians in Europe got some good news this week when the European Union Parliament voted to extend recording copyrights from 50 years to 70. Christopher Worth reports.
The move is a victory for icons of the British invasion. The copyright on recordings like the Beatles' hit, Love Me Do, would expire in 3 years under existing law. But Paul McCartney would still receive some royalties because he not only performed the 1962 hit, he also wrote it. The work of a writer or composer is protected for a lifetime, plus 70 years after death. But as Jonathan Ratcliffe of Nabarro explains, there are a lot of people in the music industry that don't have that extra income.
The kinds of rights that are falling out of protection from the 50s and 60s were performed by people who at that time typically didn't usually write the music and the lyrics. They simply performed them.
That leaves aging British rockers like Cliff Richard in a tough position. He became a star with hit singles he didn't actually write, like 1959's Living Doll. The song's copyright expires this year. Richard was among those who campaigned hard for the changes that will ensure those royalty checks keep showing up. But critics say the move will do more for record companies to continue raking in profits on old contracts. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And with that hit song, we learned that major European markets are up more than 2% this morning. Asian stocks ended mostly lower. Samsung reported a big drop in profit. Yesterday, the Dow gained 70 points, closing at 7,957. This morning, the government reports demand for big-ticket manufactured goods fell, but less than expected in March, raising hopes that maybe the long slide in manufacturing is nearing an end.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice. Over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at TrustedChoice.com. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Ford shares are up about 25% in pre-market trading. This morning, Ford said it lost $1.4 billion last quarter. That's actually better than was expected. So what do you do if your company is selling something that people aren't buying? Well, here's a cheery strategy. Part retail store, part happy hour. Cash Peters has the story.
Is this the daftest thing ever? Serving drinks in clothes stores to lure in business. Gina Blancati is manager of Lisa Klein Men in West Hollywood, where the celebrity shop.
We're not trying to lure their business. We're just trying to keep them happy and comfortable and just extend that extra thing to them.
Oh, extra thing. I love extra things. But a mojito while you're trying on a pair of pants?
It's either mojitos or margaritas or maybe a simple beer.
If a celebrity comes in, right, and they try on a bunch of clothes, the moment they leave, do you run over and sniff them? No, I can't say I do.
You see, I would.
Oh.
That's the first thing I'd do.
Yeah, I think you should stay out of retail.
Candice Buenristro there. She's their barmaid. But good service in stores has been absent for quite a while, have you noticed? Now, thanks to the recession, the customer, that's us, is king again.
You're right, it's this economy, it's really... you can't predict anything.
That's Christina Lazzaro of the Blue Jean Bar in Santa Monica. It's a clothes shop with a happy hour. Their extra thing is wine and beer for anyone, even if you don't buy anything. Natasha Pie.
You don't have to try on jeans in order to get a free drink.
I'm cheap enough that I would come in and just drink your wine and leave and never buy the jeans.
That's fine.
Oh yeah, right, sure it is. Problem is, happy hour was a disaster. When I got there, the shop was empty. I blame the wine.
Oh my God. How many weeks has this been sitting here? Wow, you obviously picked the real top-of-the-line wine.
But what do I know? In the end, we had to stand in the street heckling people.
Would you like some free wine?
Oh, no.
She said no.
But then Christina saved the day. The nail salon next door was full of people who looked like they urgently needed to get hammered.
Hi, everyone. Just so you know, next door at the Blue Jean Bar, we have happy hour and we have free wine and beer and 10% off of all jeans.
Would you come next door for free wine?
Yes.
You would?
Maybe.
There's also a six-pack if you want one.
All right, then I'll come.
Beer. It's the answer to every question ever asked. In Santa Monica, California, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
And here's some sad news for retailers that might be good news for humanity. A Pew Research Center survey out shows consumer goods that we used to call necessities, many of us now regard as luxuries. Fewer than half of the people surveyed think a microwave oven is a necessity. That's down from 68% just 3 years ago. Only 52% consider a TV a necessity, used to be 64%. One thing we consider more necessary today, high-speed internet. Let us know what you think when you visit us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.